Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country will become truly developed only when the tribal people also become developed. Addressing the nation on Janjatiya Gaurav Diwas yesterday, the president said the fast-paced progress of the people of the tribal communities is a national priority. President Murmu underlined that the present government is taking forward the journey of tribal development and welfare at a fast pace. She pointed out that special measures have been taken to provide all facilities to the tribal people in all national programs of development. President Murmu highlighted that this year, on the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, Dharti Abad Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan was launched from the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda with an allocation of 80,000 crore rupees to ensure that more than 5 crore tribal people benefit from this nationwide campaign. The president said the target of eliminating sickle cell anemia from the tribal society is included under the goal of building a developed India by 2047. She said that the budget of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs for the year 2024-25 is 13,000 crore rupees, which is 74% more than last year's budget. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar today to mark the commemoration of Janjatiya Gaurav Diwas and the beginning of the 150th birth anniversary celebrations of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Union Minister of Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Donor, Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya has emphasized the need to ensure that Nagaland is on the developmental growth path under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a joint media briefing after the review meeting of developmental projects of Nagaland State undertaken under the donor with Chief Minister Nipiyo Rio at Chumukyadima yesterday, Mr. Sindhya highlighted that the state has achieved significant growth of around 8.5% to 9%. He commended Nagaland's performance on sustainable development goals with 76 points. The union minister added that in the last 10 years, the state has witnessed a sevenfold increase in funding from the central government, with the surge amounting to over 37,000 crore rupees. The union minister also said that this year, Nagaland alone has received 7,096 crore rupees as tax devolution. While in terms of granting aid from the centre, he noted, Nagaland has received 64,768 crore rupees, which is double the amount prior to the earlier 10 years. Mr. Sindhya also highlighted that under a special assistance scheme, the state was provided 2,290 crore rupees in the form of 50-year interest-free loans. Union Minister said the review meeting discussed a wide range of topics including handicrafts, handlooms, silk, agriculture, palm oil, tourism, infrastructure and internet connectivity. Chief Minister Nipiyo Rio welcomed the decision to establish a new high-level task force focusing on sports and tourism. Mr. Rio further said with data-driven planning and value chain analysis, the state is committed to building the strengths of the people of Nagaland. Electoral Roll Observer for Dimapur, Chumukedima and Peren districts, Y. Kiketo Sema today, urged upon all to give due importance to exercise summary revisions so as to bring about a clean electoral roll. Addressing election officers, representatives of political parties under Gaspani 1 and 2 at Chumukedima yesterday, he advised district administration to publish the names, contact of BLOs and list of polling stations in print and social media for wide publicity as they can guide the voters and address many of their grievances. Mr. Kiketo asked political parties to be actively involved in the summary revision exercise and work in close coordination with the district administration. The second phase of special camps is scheduled on November 22 and 23. Chief Medical Officer Mon Dr. Supong Menla Waling has said that World Diabetes Day is observed to raise awareness about increasing prevalence of diabetes, complications and treatment options. She was speaking during observation of Diabetes Day program yesterday at District Hospital Mon. The CMO pointed out that repercussions of diabetes can be prevented or postponed with medicine, for which regular screening and treatment is essential. Dr. Waling said type 1 and type 2 diabetes are leading cause of blindness, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, and lower limb amputation. She said that healthy diet, regular physical activity, and limiting tobacco use can prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.